I'm Dana O'Connor in the studios with Brian Dugan, our general manager here at KUNR. And we're here with an update on the dreaded H.R. 4, which unfortunately passed last night. And we've lost a lot of federal funds for public radio and television stations across the U.S. What happened, Brian?
Thanks, Dana, for having me again. And yes, the Rescissions Act passed the House last night, which means it now goes directly to the president's desk for approval and where it's certainly expected to be signed. What this means right now is $1.1 billion, billion with a B, will be cut from the public media system for the next two fiscal years. That starts October 1 of this year. So that means money that the public media system was expecting to come their way over the next two fiscal years will not be there. So for KUNR, that will be about $350,000 or more potentially, based on how this plays out for certain grants over the next two fiscal years. So this is an extraordinary moment for public media. For us, that's about 15% of our budget, and we will be working extraordinarily hard to make up those funds and to ensure that the public service journalism, entertainment, alerts that you get when natural disasters happen continue. And that is our commitment to this region.
We have a lot of ground to make up because of these funds being drawn away. What is the most important thing that people can do right now to help?
Well, as always, 70%, the vast majority of our revenue here at KUNR comes from our local community. And what this means with the loss of this federal funding is our reliance on our listeners, on our supporters, matters more than ever right now. So your support as a listener means the future of KUNR. So if you haven't given to our station before, please consider starting a monthly donation or at least giving once a year. You can do that right now by going to KUNR.org and hitting the donate button. And you can also call if you have a monthly donation with us right now. Please consider increasing that gift. And you can do that by calling 844-586-7887 to increase that gift. So local support means everything to us. And our goal in the coming months will be to grow that base of support. Our community has been amazing over the years, of course, and certainly in these last few months as this crisis has come to a boil. We have seen our community step up and support. We have seen many of you already call today, but over the last several weeks and months, call to increase those gifts, call to give new gifts, go online to KUNR.org to start gifts. It has all made a massive difference. We have a lot of work to do still, so please, please continue giving.
I think people understand the importance of an independent public media station, whether it's TV or radio, and independent journalism and what they can do for knowledge in the community and how important that is right now.
Yes, and that is what the public media system represents, is independent, locally owned media. And so we're here. We don't answer to any corporate overlords. All of the editorial decisions that are happening in this station happen internally with our news team. And in terms of programming, it happens independent from anyone else. We determine what you hear on the air, and we don't have to answer to any other shareholders or any other political or corporate overlords. So keep that mission alive. You know, keep and critically, too, you know, help keep rural coverage alive as well. KUNR invests in reporting out in Elko with Lori Gilbert, who is live on the air every day telling the people in the Elko area what's happening in their own community. KUNR is investing in Spanish language journalism, ensuring that our entire community has access to information about what is happening in their own backyard. So this is the essence of local journalism. This is what we're all about. And so, of course, the federal support was a foundation that helped make this public radio and public television ecosystem work. So now we move forward, knowing more that local support matters more than ever. And so, again, consider going to KUNR.org or calling 844-586-7887 to give or increase that monthly donation.